7 for the past 5 or 6 years, and now I can struggle.
Girl, that's all right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wait a minute now. You've been taking pain medication.
Yes.
Arthritis medication for 15 years.
I certainly have.
And you've been in pain for 15 years.
Yes, I have.
Would you hurt real bad?
Oh, yes. When I first get up in the morning, sometimes I didn't have the medication at night before I go to sleep. You know, take something to go to sleep right there. So bad.
Bless your heart.
Oh, boy, it feels wonderful.
Lord, we thank you.
Oh, we just get ready to order another vegetable. We want to get completely healthy.
So you've had severe arthritis for 15 years. What about the medication?
I just get up and drink my tea in the morning and night.
Call right now. Get up. Go to the phone. Put your six-month order on reservation right now. When you call, I want you to have your credit or your debit card ready and place your order. Call right now and order God's Medicine, Nature's Formula, Healing Herb. You're going to receive a six-month supply of God's Medicine, the Healing Herbs, for only $89. Go to your phone and call right now. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. Put your order on reservations right now. When you call, I want you to have your credit or your debit card ready. Place your order. I'm going to say it one more time. This time, I'm going to say it a little bit slower. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Located in Beesville, Louisiana, the place where adults that's out here tonight. We're getting ready to turn it over to the men in line. Praise God. The Bible said when Saul was dealing with all them spirits that folks bring in on Friday nights, so he was warned. The Bible said, but every time little David would play that harp, every time that music, ha-ha-da, those spirits had to flee. And I know that to be a fact. And whenever we come into the church house, the Bible says, when the children of God come into the church house, so comes Satan. And we as individuals have got to learn how to get rid of Satan. Some of us got so comfortable with our flesh running stuff. Then when it's time to come in the presence of the Spirit, your flesh don't want to give up the stuff he's been running or she's been running. So each one of us have to individually sow, as Apostle Paul said. He said, I bind up my flesh. He didn't say nobody else's. He said, I bind up my flesh daily. Because my flesh wars against my spirit. But my spirit wars right back. And my spirit wins every time. My spirit wins every time. As we all stand. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. Hosanna, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me.
Spirit of Bishop Evan Marbury, that amen.
son. Because when Elijah left, amen, he left, amen, a double portion of his spirit with Elijah. And Elijah began to take this on over Jordan. We thank God for our pastor. Not only co-founder, but on the side of our founder, Pastor Eddie Mulberry. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God and we give honor to everyone. Remember, we most of all want to give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As you continue to stand to your feet, amen, to your Bibles, Exodus, the third chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Exodus chapter number 3. Yes, Jesus. Starting with verse 1. Exodus chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Exodus chapter number 3, beginning at verse number 1. It says, now when Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God called, amen, even to Horeb. That was Mount Horeb. Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. Somebody said the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your healing power. For your holy presence. Even when the devils, amen, they hear that name, God, they tremble at that name. And the Bible says all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus. And he said, you shall be saved. And we thank God for his presence. And we bind the devil. For the devil have no place in the church of Jesus Christ. House of prayer for all people. This is a place of prayer. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hearty hand clap of praise. Come on, you can do better than that. I know you're tired. Come on, parents, when you clap, your children will clap. He said, pray them with the high sounding cymbal. If we got cymbals, we ought to be praising them with the cymbal. Hallelujah. We clap our hands in the sanctuary. You may have your seats. How great is our God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for God's holy presence. The Bible began to say in the book of Exodus, amen, amen, Moses, he was busy at the time. He was doing the job. He was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. So he was doing something for his father. Whether it was his mother-in-law, friend, best friend, himself. Bible says that when he stopped from doing what he was doing, he turned to a sight that was greater than what he was doing. And the Bible says that he began to walk towards it. Somewhere in the scripture, the Bible says you take a step towards him, he's going to take two towards you. So therefore, when he saw something greater than he turned from his way and stepped towards the Lord. And the Lord said, Moses, stop right where you are. I see that thou comest near unto me. I see that thou see that this is greater than you. But come not thither. Come not nigh thither. In other words, don't come no closer, Moses. And because Moses knew that obedience was better than to disobey what God himself said, Moses stopped. And God said, don't come no further, my son. He said, take off your shoes from off of your feet. He said, because the place that you're standing right where you are is holy ground. And you can't come here any way you want to come. So God said, stop and change your shoes and come on in the presence of the Lord. What better place is there than the presence of the Lord God? My question to God's people today, what shoes are stopping you from coming into the presence of the Lord? I don't care what shoes you have on. I don't care if you went to stage and just bought your new shoes, or your high heels, your great knitted clothing. It doesn't matter the size. It doesn't matter the length. It doesn't matter the cost. God says, take it off and come now thither. But what you're wearing, you got to take it off. I want you to come before me all dressed up, because I am a God, he said, that sees everything and sees through the expensive clothing that we wear. God still wants us to obey and take off what we have on. See, because when you come naked before the Lord, your God, you're telling God, do whatever thou wantest to do unto me, God. I need you. I am the one in need of prayer, Lord. What shoes are hindering you from coming into the presence of the Lord? Paul began to say, what shall hinder you? What shall stop you from coming into the presence of the Lord? Shall great trials and tribulations, shall me being angry in mind, stubborn in my step, shall I allow my mentality to stop me from coming to get what the Lord has for me? What shoes are you wearing tonight? What clothing is hindering you? Shall you allow sickness to stop you from coming into the presence of the Lord? Well, how can sickness be in your shoes? Well, you sometimes say your feet hurt. Well, that may be because you're wearing the wrong shoes, and you might have been doing the wrong thing in them shoes, so you ought to take them off anyway. Sees all things. So why don't you take them off and see the greater thing? The Lord is greater. Nobody greater than him. us down the wide and broad where we can do anything we desire. God is calling for all his people, man, woman, boy, and girl. James says, be not a respecter of persons. The Lord taught James that, and that's why James said it. Be not a respecter of persons, because my great shoes, or my great suit, or my nice dress, or my nice hairdo, because these things may be present with us, will it hinder me? Will the sickness stop me? Testimonies are for them to hear. Because when they hear your testimony, they can be delivered, as the word said, by the word of what you say, which is your testimony. A testimony comes after faith. Faith comes after being faithful. And when the testimony is coming forth, you have already had faith and walking faithfully. So others may be delivered by your actions, by what you do. Your word comes after. Because when you do, that's when people say, see, and they say, whether it be a good report or a bad report. God's the one that said, whose report shall you believe? But you know, the devil knows some true things about you that he ain't lying about. He's just a mess maker. Yes, he will lie, but he'll tell the truth on you too. He'll tell you what you've actually been doing. Yeah, is he a liar? Yes. A thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10th chapter, 10th verse says that. But he will show you up and bring out the hypocrite in you. That's why Jesus continually rebuked the Pharisees, because they spoke hypocrisy. In hypocrisy, they were hypocrites in all that they do. They lay heavy things upon the shoulders of them who are trying to walk upright, and they themselves are not twisting a finger, but they tell you to do, and they don't. And God says, be not as the hypocrites. But if we be as the hypocrites, as God has already said, he said, except you exceed, which means go beyond the way of the straw of the Pharisees, he said, you ain't gonna enter in. So a little lie here and there, God hears that. His ears are not too heavy, Isaiah said, that he can't hear you. If he heard the afflictions of them good folk down there, the children of Israel, sure enough, he hear them who ain't trying to do so good. But he has a reward for both sides. He said, I'm coming back with my reward, and shall give to every man. And when he says man, that means man and woman. And when he created man, he made woman out of man. So M-A-N, he's talking about men and women. Amen. You're not excluded, children. You're not excluded, men, women. You're not excluded. This word is for everybody. And when you obey the word of God, and you notice that the thing that you see is greater than what you're doing, then God shall say, come on in. But you got to see that it's greater on this side. You got to see that you serve a God that's great. Not just because we sing he's great. It's because the Lord is great. And nobody greater. The Lord, he sees the sick. He saves them who have already died. He can save Lazarus, as he said, come forth. The Lord is able to do whatever but fail and lie. But when we accept what the Lord has done, then we become as he is. How many thank God for him? How many thank God for the Word? Come on, stand on your feet. How great is our God? Sing with me.
How great.
Enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again, this same time, next week.
So